From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Employers added jobs last month for only the third time since the recession started in late 2007. Economist Hugh Johnson of Johnson Illington Advisors says the latest Labor Department figures are good news.
The economy is in the process of recovering, and at long last, you really can sort of say with some confidence that we're adding jobs to payrolls. And that's very good news.
The total jobs added, 162,000, including nearly 50,000 temporary workers hired for the census. The downside, more workers held part-time jobs who wanted to work full-time, and counting people who've given up looking for work, the so-called underemployment rate was close to 17%. President Obama is seeking to increase the pressure on Iran over its disputed nuclear program. NPR's Giles Snyder reports the president is not letting up on the hard line he's been taking.
President Obama says he wants Iran to reveal its nuclear intentions to the world.
I have said before that we don't take any options off the table, and we're going to continue to ratchet up the pressure and examine how they respond, but we're going to do so with a unified international community that puts us in a much stronger position.
Mr. Obama was interviewed on CBS's Early Show. The UN Security Council is due to begin discussing a new round of sanctions against Iran next week. The president and his Chinese counterpart talked about the issue by phone amid reports that China may back further restrictions. The president was also asked about his drive to enact the new health care law. He said it was the right move to make and that he's not worried about his public approval ratings. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
Rhode Island officials are assessing damage from some of the worst flooding in the state's history. Many neighborhoods and homes remain underwater and scores of businesses are shut and may never reopen. As Anthony Brooks reports from member station WRNI, the state is counting on help from Washington.
Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano is in Rhode Island today to see firsthand the widespread damage caused by the floods. After record rainfalls earlier this week and the worst flooding in 200 years, homes, shopping malls, small businesses, mills, roads, and bridges are badly damaged. Napolitano's visit comes as state officials are calling for emergency federal aid. Here's Rhode Island Congressman Patrick Kennedy.
We want a commitment that there is going to be the kind of long-term financial support to our state here in our country that this country now commits to other countries when they get into trouble.
Rhode Island Governor Don Carcheri says it's too soon to assess the damage to infrastructure, homes, and businesses, but he says the total cost will run in the hundreds of millions of dollars. For NPR News, I'm Anthony Brooks.
Three people are reported dead, four critically injured after an explosion and fire at an oil refinery in Washington state. This is NPR News. Israeli warplanes have struck Gaza at least four times today, damaging several structures that Israel says were used for weapons manufacturing or storage. Linda Gradstein reports.
An Israeli army spokesman said the strikes were in response to a Qassam rocket fired from Gaza yesterday that hit near the city of Ashkelon. Another rocket fired today also caused no casualties or damage. The Army spokesman said nearly 20 rockets or mortars have been fired from Gaza during the month of March. Palestinian witnesses in Gaza said most of the sites hit by Israeli missiles today belong to Hamas, including two training camps. Medical officials said three Palestinian children were slightly wounded by flying glass. Tensions have run high in Gaza since two Israeli soldiers were killed there last week. Earlier last month, a rocket fired from Gaza killed a Thai worker near the border. For NPR News, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
Also in Jerusalem on this Good Friday, Christian pilgrims singing as they walk along the path Jesus is said to have followed before he was crucified. Pilgrims are arriving in St. Peter's Square at the Vatican to mark Good Friday in a difficult year for the church as it defends itself against new allegations of sexual abuse by priests. Pope Benedict has not publicly addressed the controversy this week. New water quality rules could sharply curtail mountaintop removal mining in West Virginia and other mountain states. A mining industry group says the new rules will cost a lot of jobs and render significant amounts of coal inaccessible. Environmental Protection Agency head Lisa Jackson says blowing the tops off of mountains to get coal puts too many toxins into streams. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.